From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Yeah. right, welcome to another episode of Montana Metal on mtradio.net and Metal Local Radio.
Hard to believe it's episode 1, 2, 3.
Count with me.
I feel like we should be on accounting and, you know, pretending that we know what we're doing.
I want a metal.
I can count to three. I can only count to three.
I want a metal band to cover Sesame Street. Can you tell me how to get? But I've heard some ones, but I want
a metal version.
Yeah,
there is one. There is one for sure. Yeah, yeah.
I should listen to the song and see if it's what I'm looking for, because I know the sound that I'm looking for. It's kind of Death Clock-ish.
Sesame Street done by Death Clock.
Yep.
That would be awesome.
Those poor Muppets. At least they have no necks, so they should be able to headbang awesomely.
Right?
Right?
Right? It makes sense to me.
And I think Kermit. I think he could headbang pretty damn well. For shizzle.
For shizzle.
I'm pretty sure there's some video out there where they are headbanging. So, yeah.
Speaking of badass bands like Death Clock, we just got done listening to some Beneath the Kraken on Montana Metal. Mr. Soyce is saying, welcome to another awesome show. Thanks for tuning in.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, oh my God, how can it be almost June? Whoop, whoop. I don't understand it.
This is Mr. Smystery saying, we better get some seriously warmer weather because, yeah, I'm about ready to go back into hibernation, I think.
I need to go camping.
Right?
Like the worst way.
I need to go to the woods and drink.
I just need to cut off from society and only be with people that I like. Like, truly like. Not that I get paid to like.
Right?
It's hard to explain to people. They're like, I only like you because I get paid by the hour. And they get all offended. And you're like, it's not that I hate you. I just like you better when I'm being paid.
Yep.
Right?
Because there are some people that you work with, you'll hang out with. Other people that you work with, that you're like, if I'm not being paid, then fuck you. Bye.
Right?
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Other ones I can handle as long as I'm really drunk.
Yeah.
They're awesome when I'm drunk. I'm like, you're fucking hilarious.
Keep going. Say something stupid. Oh, never mind. That's every time you open your mouth.
So, we played, or just got done listening to Guns A-Blazin'
by Beneath the Kraken out of Bozeman, Montana with Kyle, Gabe, Money, and Bus.
Formed in 2009, fans called the Crackheads.
I love that.
Crackheads! Several songs are available for free on social media sites such as Facebook and Reverb Nation. So, yeah, look into it and listen. You might like.
You know you do. You just heard them.
Absolutely, positively.
Right? So if you like that, keep going. Yeah, yeah. Because we already know you liked it. You liked it. You know you did.
All right, we're going to get back into the music now with some Resurgence out of Kalispell, Montana.
Got big news coming from those guys very, very soon. Travis has been
teasing us.
Teasing us each day, going, there's going to be news soon. Soon.
Yes,
soon,
expect exciting announcements.
It's usually pretty badass news that they share too, so it's worth the tease.
Well, I know right now they're in between, is it the bassist they're looking for? I mean, they've got Dalton and Corey and Travis, and I think the bassist position is the one that they're still trying to fill. So who knows, maybe is that they found someone that is a perfect fit.
And they're going to choose it.
Awesome.
See?
We'd like to see
for everybody.
Yay,
Missoula Resurgence show would be awesome.
Oh, I would totally go.
Yep. Missoula just knows how to party, and Resurgence is only, or maybe we could do a Resurgence Kalispell and, or that area, and Missoula show, because Kalispell's pretty, especially during the summer.
Agreed. Hey, maybe we could do
like a lake concert trip. It'd be awesome. Get a whole bunch of other Missoula bands to come up, you know.
I'm hearing booze in the lake. I'm okay with this.
And metal.
And music and metal, so I mean, I'm all over this.
And fire. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. Fire is awesome, too. But
all right. This is Through These Eyes by Resurgence on Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
Sean from Mudkicker, who came to split your skull with the Mistresses of Mayhem.
Got done listening to some Coppervenna on the Mistresses of Mayhem. We love our Butte guys. Coppervenna is a Butte band. They've been together since, well, not even a full year now.
That's okay.
That's okay, though. You can see Young more awesome. Of their music on Facebook. They have some of their YouTube videos that they actually have linked from their show in Butte at the Depot. They've got a couple of those on YouTube that you can hunt down that are on their Facebook.
Give them a like, give them a love. We like our Butte boys.
Yes, we do.
Give them lots of love because they're from Butte and they're awesome.
Definitely check out Copper and Feta. Awesome guys. Upcoming shows, July 26th, you've got Cellmate, Iron Swarm, and Centennial at the Rail Yard in Billings, Montana. That's July 26th. Check out the Rail Yard's Facebook page for more information or Montana Metal's Facebook page for all sorts of upcoming metal shows in Montana.
I was going to say, if you're in Montana, you don't have any excuse but to see at least a few of the shows that are going on in Montana.
There's tons of shows coming up.
There's always shows going on.
There's a Metal Fest in Kalispell coming up.
There's stuff going on, well, always in Billings.
Billings. In This Moment's Coming, Slayer, Lamb of God, and Behemoth are coming to Missoula at the new Kettle House Outdoor Arena. Oh, it's going to be awesome. And a ton more. So check out Montana Metal's page. Check up, stay up to date. Get out and support your metal scene.
Yes, absolutely. Just go search it. And you will find.
Do it.
Yes, we're going to head over to the Bozeman area with some 16 Penny.
Yay.
We'd love Jess and DJ Justin, Darren, and Chris. They are fantastic. They are a heavy influence to our Montana metal scene, which is awesome. But they did go on hiatus for a couple of years, but came back with vengeance and now are playing shows across the country. Jessica, she is just fantastic, and I just can't say.
I love watching her Facebook. It is absolutely awesome.
I know. She's so
absolutely
awesome.
Upbeat, and even like when she's having a bad day and things aren't going, she always is just upbeat about
smiling,
it.
Keep smiling. Let's keep going.
Let's keep doing it.
Yeah.
Well, you can vent and be angry, but then post that, you know what? I had my moment, and I'm going to go forward and be positive about it. So
exactly.
Yeah,
I'm going to beat this thing.
You can have a bad experience at Walmart and be frustrated, but you can't kick the dog on the way out because you
That's
feel like
fair.
Continuing.
Yeah.
I mean, just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you have to share with the rest of it. I personally like the idea of being told I'm too fucking chipper because, I feel like if I'm overly chipper and maybe if I rub off on some of those, kind of faces, they'll be happier.
Right. Might have a better morning.
I'm helping them.
Right. Exactly. Helping. Totally.
I
have
to
agree.
You can't say it to their face so you want to rub it in them, but have you thought about motorboating, it might help.
Right?
Have
you actually tried?
Have you been motorboated? Would you like to motorboat? I mean, can I do something to help you out?
We
could hook you
in
up.
The customer service department offering to let them motorboat you and offering to motorboat them is frowned upon. If I was a waitress, I'd be rich.
Well, what stays off camera stays off camera.
True.
Okay. Just saying.
There's cameras everywhere, goddammit. Even bars nowadays.
Everywhere. That's true.
Used to be you could do a drunken adventure and pass out in a bar and nobody would know. And now everybody knows.
Oh, yeah. And their Dutch uncle across the fucking country.
It's like on Facebook. It's linked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You used to be able to travel anywhere in the world and the government didn't track you, but they do now.
Oh, buddy.
Funny
Welcome to our world.
A little bit of fear imposed at the right time, on the right atmosphere or playing field.
Won't be long. We're all going to be chipped.
9/11 being aired on national TV had a huge impact on the world.
Oh, buddy.
And we said, okay. Anyways, conspiracy theories. Yeah, search about. You'll understand.
Have your theory. We have
Diesel, or what is it?
Vin Diesel?
No.
Vin Diesel's awesome.
Oh.
It's hot.
Oh, my
Diesel
God.
Hot. It's like Triple X Man without the Triple X Man.
Yeah. All right, 16 Penny. One ton of metal.
This is Mike from Endeavor, and you're listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
John Jameson from That Metal Show. You are listening right now to Mistresses of Mayhem, the heaviest, girthiest thing on radio, internet, TV, anywhere.
Oh,
Some Cancerous on the Mistresses of Mayhem on Montana Metal. Never Enough. Awesome, awesome song. These guys are out of Billings, Montana. You've got Josh, Michael, Katie, and Lucas. They were formed in 2006, but unfortunately they're currently on hiatus, which kind of sucks, but that's okay. You can check out more information on them on Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, and Reverb Nation, of course, Twitter. Yeah, so Cancerous, Never Enough. Killer song.
We're going to head over to the Whitefish area after we'd let you guys know about some upcoming shows in Dillon.
Yeah, May 31st whoop, whoop. In Dillon at Home in Hell. Returns to the Moose Bar. So,
I've never partied in Dillon. This may be a show we want to go see because I've never partied it in Dillon. I've driven past there a lot, and into the town and hung out, but I've never partied there before.
I've never partied there either. I mean, I don't know. We could check it out.
I think people that you want to avoid would not be at that show.
Yeah. They would totally not be at that show.
We would scare the shit out of them. We'd just send Kevin George, from At Home and Home. We're like, go hug that man and lick him.
Right?
We'll give him some beers. He'll be fine.
Both of them. That'd be awesome.
Kevin George is a cool guy. So At Home and Hell is very lucky to have him and the rest of the band. So definitely May 31st. Check that show out in Dillon, Montana at the Moose Bar. We're going to head over to Whitefish. Or we already are at Whitefish. Are we already there?
Well, we were in the process of heading to Whitefish.
And then we got sidetracked with Dillon.
And I pulled over and we went and we talked about Dillon. And then we're getting back on the road to go to Whitefish.
Okay, so blinkers on.
we're merging.
Oh my God, you use a blinker.
You guys left me at the Moose Bar.
No, shit. you were in the car the entire time. You were just passed out in the back seat.
Okay, good.
It's fine.
Okay. It's funny because the song we're gonna play for you is called "Carry Me Home" by Uncommon Evolution. They enjoy a wide range of music and influences, but loud, in-your-face hard rock is where they find music foundation. And of course, we are the Mistresses of Mayhem, so we don't have to follow any format.
Exactly. Yay.
Don Jameson told us we don't have to, so.
We're not gonna.
Love him. Fucker.
Yeah.
All right. All right. This is "Carry Me Home" by Uncommon Evolution on Montana Metal.
Thank you.
All right, that was Latitude 45 with their song The Quake.
Love Latitude 45.
I do too. They're just badass.
They are badass.
And they put on an amazing performance. They really stepped it up when they won the Best Metal Award in, was it 2015?
Yep.
Yeah, that was the last time we saw them win that award. And it was badass. It was so theatrical. It was so well done. So well choreographed. Choreographed. Had some, what word am I looking for? Is it choreographed?
It was awesome.
The choreography in the, yeah.
Yes, the choreography was awesome. Excellent.
It was well executed.
Yes, very well.
Latitude 45, can't say enough about those awesome, awesome guys. They're currently looking for a new singer or guitarist, so if you're interested in that, check out Latitude 45's Facebook page and get a hold of them.
Absolutely. You can also check out more about Latitude 45 on Facebook and Reverb Nation.
Whoop, whoop.
I recommend going to Belgrade and stalking them.
I recommend it too, because they're definitely worth checking out. They're definitely.
You could decide that, you know, maybe you want to be the guitarist singer and make a play.
Hey, there you go. You know,
you could have a dream that you never knew was awesome, right?
I would love to be able to scream into a microphone and make it sound good, but I can't do that.
I can scream into a microphone, but it doesn't sound good.
Exactly.
I can get drunk and I can do karaoke to a point. But that's only when I'm really, really drunk where I accept my own singing. And usually it's songs that you don't really have to sing. It's more songs that I just have to, you know, maybe rap out.
Waiter, more shots, please.
So I can sing songs like that, you know. Or songs I like. I know the main chorus, and that's the only part of the ones I know.
Yay. Right?
The rest of it, I'm like, you know the words. Go for it, guys. Sing along. Everyone sing along. So that's the way you sing karaoke. Make the rest of the band, the, you know, drunk people in the bar sing it for you.
True stories.
And then you're like, aren't you awesome? You should totally vote for me. Let me win the money.
Whoa.
This is how this works, man. This is how you win bar things.
I have not yet witnessed this, so yeah.
No. I was going to say, it's been quite a while since I have sang any karaoke.
Well, you better step up there, chica.
I was going to say, it was like the last time it was in Missoula.
Yeah.
And DJ Sun and Travis were the actually decent ones in there. I think we got up there and did one song.
Yeah.
But DJ Sun and Travis, they did like two or three offensive songs each.
Because they're awesome. We want to remind you guys to tune in next week so you can listen to some awesome tunes from bands like the Rich Stafford Project, River Runs Red, and Walking Corpse Syndrome. Mr. Soisy saying thank you very much for tuning in. Check out the website, mistressmayhem.com. You can listen to past episodes, check out shenanigans and events in your area.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, if you have something you'd like us to do and an adventure, a shenanigan that you would like the mistress to join you on, shoot us a message. If you have some music you want to share with us, you know, so that can also be shared on the Mistress of Mayhem page. You know, just think, you could be having a Mistress of Mayhem shenanigan adventure to share with your friends and family.
Well, I don't know about that friend.
Okay, your family may not want to know what happened. Unless you have awesome family.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some of you have awesome family that you can share shenanigans with. You're like, so I was doing blow on this hooker. And your mom's like, yes, tell me where this goes. I mean, not my mom.
DJ Sun's mom's like
DJ Sun's mom, cool. Would be like, all right, what kind of blow did you have? Did you have the good stuff at least? Okay, go on, carry on.
We're not saying she's a druggie. We're just saying
she's partying. No, we're just saying she understands how the story should go.
Yeah.
She's like, now if you're going to party, you might as well party hardy. Come on.
Right?
Do it right. Do shots of tequila.
Absolutely. This is Mistress Mystery saying, get out there, support your local artists, buy their music if you want to see them. Seriously, truthfully, you buy the albums, they usually try to come at least close to you. So, yeah. Anyway. We are going to be listening to Born of a Demon. These guys are out of Missoula, Montana. Well, I shouldn't say these guys. I should say Nicole Frisbee is out of Missoula, Montana. You can check her out on Facebook and Reverb Nation. They do have an event coming up at the Jester's Bar in Helena, June 2nd, with 2 Foot Titan and Goner's UK, I believe, is what it is. So, yeah, check out more on the Facebook page. And, yeah. you will be able to know what the heck's going on. So, peace out.
Yes, definitely check out more Trouble Lewis as they kick ass and take names.
Absolutely. Well, she does.
She does. You know. Big thanks to DJ Sun and, of course,
Sean.
Because we love them both.
At MT Radio. At mtradio.net.
She's like literally tonguing the microphone. That was crazy.
Okay. It was the candy in my mouth. It made me salivate really hard. I'm like,
I was like, I salivated. It was like all over the mic.
Oh my.
Alright, you've been listening to Watch on a Metal with the Mistress of Mayhem. I can't.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation. Or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.